This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get to Dirty Work, shall we?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
Hi, I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I agreed to go on this trip to Vegas with my boss, and now I'm honestly worried that he might have only booked us one room.
So, all right, so you're going to Vegas with your boss, but you think he only booked one room?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're, okay, so you're worried that you'll be staying in the same room as your boss?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your boss's name?
His name's Alan.
Okay, and let me ask you the obvious question. If you're worried about something like this, why did you agree to go to Vegas with him?
Okay, well, it's kind of a long story. So he's going through a divorce right now, and it's been really hard on him, and I feel really bad. I mean, I'm his personal assistant, so I hear more than I probably should have, and he's always talking to me about it. And he's such a sweet guy, too, and I feel so sorry for him. Anyway, so there's this conference there that he has to go to in a couple weeks. He goes every year, and I guess, like, all the other guys bring their wives and everything, and he's just kind of embarrassed to be sitting alone at dinner by himself.
Oh, so you didn't want to be the extra wheel.
I guess. So, I mean, he comes up to me one day, and he's like, look, I have this conference I need to go to. You know, why don't you come with me? You don't have to go to any of the meetings or any of the boring business stuff. You can literally, like, go shopping or sit by the pool or do whatever you want all day and just come to dinner with me at night. So, obviously, I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course. I would, too. I don't blame you for that.
Well, except the problem is I didn't consider that, I mean, he would only book one room. I mean, I don't know. I thought he would do two.
And you're not cool with that.
No, not at all. I mean, I like Alan. He's really nice. He's a great boss, but I'm not going if he thinks that we're staying in the same room together.
Right. And so now you've painted yourself in this corner where you already agreed to go, but you can't ask him, like, hey, are we going to have separate rooms? Because if he says no, and then you bail.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that would be way too obvious.
Okay. Do you know where you're supposed to be staying?
No, I'm honestly not sure. If I knew, I mean, I would have called them and just found out myself.
Yeah, okay, because you could call the hotel. Okay, so this might be tricky then. I think we can still find out, but to do it, we're going to have to call your boss directly. Is there a number that, like, if we call, we get directly through to him?
Yeah, I mean, I can give you his cell phone.
Okay, we're going to need his cell phone number then from you.
Okay, so you guys are going to call Alan?
I mean, unless you can figure out what hotel he booked in the next 5 minutes, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. No, okay.
No, listen, don't worry. We're pretty good at this stuff, okay?
Okay. I trust you guys.
Okay. So let's hit a break here. When we come back, we'll call Rachel's boss, and we will find out the truth.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Alan, please.
This is Alan.
Good morning, Alan. My name's Ashley. I'm a booking and facilities liaison for the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Are you actually calling from Vegas right now?
I definitely am.
Wow. You must be up early then.
Well, in my job, we have to anticipate business from every time zone, so I'm up pretty early. And the good thing is we have a Starbucks right here in our hotel, so that definitely helps.
Yeah, I bet it does.
So the reason I'm calling is to ask if you'll be in town for the convention in 2 weeks and if you knew where you'd be staying yet.
Actually, I am coming to town, and I was planning on staying at the Westgate.
Okay, well, just so you know, we have a special deal here at the Luxor for anyone attending the convention that gets you an extra night free, plus a free trip to our incredible buffet and $100 in Luxor cash that you can spend anywhere in our casino. I was hoping I could persuade you to stay in our hotel instead.
Okay. Well, how much would it cost for the week?
Well, that just depends on how many rooms you need and what kind, but I'd be happy to check for you. First of all, how many rooms do you need?
Just one is fine.
Okay, and how many people will be staying in the room?
Two adults.
Okay, and do you need one king-size bed or two separate beds?
One king-size is fine.
Okay, what I can do is put you into one of our newer suites if you want. They're the same price as a normal room, and we have two different themes. One is our What Happens in Vegas suite, and that one comes with a hot tub, and we have champagne waiting for you in the room right when you check in. And the other one is called the Let's Get Down to Business suite, which has a work desk for your laptop and a business media center for practicing presentations and all, you know, things like that.
Oh, we got to go with the fun one, right? I mean, it's Vegas.
Definitely. So you want the What Happens in Vegas suite? Are there any extra touches you want us to add to the room? Sometimes we get requests for, you know, like rose petals on the bed, stuff like that.
Oh, no, that's okay. But you did say that it has a hot tub in the room.
Yes, it's in the bathroom, but it's big enough for two people.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so let me get a price for you on that so you can decide if you want to go with that. Can you hang on for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, he's on hold.
Okay, Rachel, my advice to you is do not go on this trip.
Yeah, your boss has more than this conference planned.
Yes.
I bet what he was going to do, I bet you he was going to pull one of those, what the heck, I specifically asked for two beds things, and then he was going to pretend to call downstairs and say something like, I guess they're all booked, or something like that.
Yeah, see, this is exactly what I was worried about.
Well, you definitely have a good reason to be worried.
Oh, this sucks. I mean, I've never even been to Vegas. I really wanted to go.
Well, why don't you just book a room for yourself somewhere? Like, you go up to him and be like, hey, I wanted to help you out since you bought my plane ticket. I wanted to pay for my own room, so I booked a room for myself.
Nah, that could still seem like a little suspicious to me. I mean, maybe tell him, like, say something like, you have a friend who lives in Vegas. You got invited to stay with her or something.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I just shouldn't go.
Or, you know, there's always the third option. You could just do it with your boss and get it over with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.